even if they have sex or never have sex before, right, every month, right, you confirm scared you gonna pregnant.
If statistics was like only a 50% thing, right, I will avoid sex until marriage.
But if it's gonna be 4 years down the road, I'm not waiting.
Of course, are you? How irresponsible are you?
What
do I do if my boyfriend doesn't want to have sex with me?
Don,
I'm over here.
This is your daily catch up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can I just quickly bring out someone that needs romance advice? Not me. So, hi all.
Hi all.
This person's looking for some advice because they are really stressed about this. Female and boyfriend have been dating for more than 3 years, but they have never smashed before. So the female writes, we initially didn't do it because we were afraid. We were very worried I'll get pregnant if the condom breaks or the pill doesn't work. So my boyfriend just went ahead and said, the best way is just to not do it at all.
Wait, the boyfriend?
You know the forehead. Okay.
Okay, and then
we can redo it.
Okay, never mind.
Before you guys start.
I thought you were gonna do it with me.
Not them.
Before you guys start, I do believe my boyfriend is physically attracted to me.
Oh, okay.
Insecurity. Yeah, okay.
We have done some physical stuff, but just didn't reach like the smashing
heavy
part
petting
yet. That's
nipple
all.
Tickling.
That is also sex lah.
Kulilungus.
He is also very physically affectionate with me. Always hug and kiss me, that kind.
And grab boob.
No, she didn't say that.
Huh?
But he probably did.
Okay, anyway, I've been trying to convince him to at least do it once or twice. Now with modern inventions, I believe we can be very careful, but he just won't budge.
Wait. If she doesn't believe in the condom or the pill, what modern inventions are there?
Pulau. The modernest of all inventions.
Like that, this one.
What is that?
Like the hook.
The
hook
IUD.
In.
The hanger in the vagina, that one.
What is that?
It's like this, like metal hook. So when you put it in there, it blocks the cum.
Sounds painful.
Wow. Okay, anyway, so she says she feels very morally dispirited and it has caused me to question if maybe I'm just not what he wants in a partner. I'm not looking to find another guy just to smash or bang. Could anyone give me some advice for this? Thanks in advance.
Kim! Literally over and done with. Kim.
What do you mean? He say no though.
Yeah, the consent.
This is not the asshole situation.
Say no.
He at first say never mind, we just don't do at all.
Are they virgins? If they were both virgins, I can understand why. Mm. Because maybe he's just very hesitant or he don't know what to do, never do before, all that, right? The hesitance just stretch out for very long now because they are definitely
fungus or vagina.
Because there are people who are just like non-confrontational or just avoidant in general. So they just cannot bring themselves to.
I feel like it could be something else also. Like we did talk to Dr. Martha about like, I think when people grow up their whole lives masturbating, they get so used to it that they prefer masturbating over sex.
No, but this one never even try.
Yeah, but it could be that like, if she already says she's scared about condom and then maybe like it plays in his head also, and then you go, I can just ejaculate my own mom. Like it's such huge problem and I love everything else about her. I don't need the sex to make it happen.
How did y'all overcome the fear of getting pregnant?
You ask amazing questions. That's great.
I feel like even if like I am abstinent,
you're gonna trip and fall.
I feel like every girl, right, even if they have sex or never have sex before, right, every month, right, you confirm scared you gonna pregnant. Never had sex, right? He's like, I still scared, like,
how?
My menses. Like, the
menses never come.
No, I think you're scared your period never come, but it might not be due to pregnancy.
As in,
because it could be you got problem, right?
Yeah, no, but I feel like even if you do other things that don't necessarily, like, it's like you never put in or whatever, you're just like making out a like, heavy petting, right? You're still like a bit scared, man. Like, somehow, right? some sperm will go inside. Then I feel like every month, everybody, like, yes, I'm not pregnant.
Okay. I don't know, but the sex havers out there, right? I believe the pros of sex outweigh the the anxieties of pregnancy.
No, you don't.
You say that until you get one. If the pullout and the condom like statistics was like only a 50% thing, I will avoid sex until marriage.
99%. Those are good numbers.
It's damn scary. Like when you're not ready, there's so many aspects to think of. One is like, okay, I need to be able to be financially ready, and that's the most like, okay, it wasn't really a huge problem for me, but I think it's the disappointing your parents and your family, and then there's the religion aspect if you're really religious, and then it's the, oh my god, do you keep or abort, and even having to like weigh that like ethical dilemma, and then there's all these things and the financial aspect, and you go, just avoid sex lah.
No, but it's already this. Okay. I'm assuming you're already taking all the necessary steps already. So obviously,
okay.
Say you want to hook up with this person, blah, 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 right? Mm. You discuss already, okay, if say you're already kind of pregnant, we agree to abort.
You don't have the discussion before sex. Thing.
Of course, how irresponsible are you?
Oh, no, I don't have sex.
Oh, no, so not my choice.
If you have all those discussions already, right? Then you are going to pull out. You're going to use a condom, or she's taking the pills. Like, it's one of those options. You don't need to, right? then what's the point? But
the more the merrier.
But you know what I mean. So then with all that in place already, how does? It's okay, right?
I have a friend who she don't believe in. She okay if the guy come inside.
Whoa!
And then she was like, I won't get pregnant. Then it lasted for years. Like, this method somehow.
Without like plan B.
Yeah.
Some girls just
wait, she never take pills?
No. Like, she just, I don't know.
She just likes the warm feeling.
No, she like, okay, what? No, she say like, maybe as long as you pee after it, like nothing.
That's UTI. That's UTI.
No, so I then just what? Then she just say. Never got pregnant.
Yeah, and then
has she made John Paul? Sad,
no, and then when they pop baby. Oh.
No, but that's still crazy. Is it they only come inside when there's like some, you cycle, know, the period the thing got like.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe it's just during the optimal time, she just whatever, like that, don't really care. But then eventually one day, pop.
Wow.
Or maybe she just had sex during her period. Confirm can't get pregnant.
Did she keep the baby?
Yes. Got to go. Yeah.
Okay, question. Is it okay for the girl to break up with the boyfriend because of this?
Of course.
Okay,
Of course.
Yes.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. No, but then I really love you. I really love you. But I just don't think that we need to risk it. All.
No, but then you're a relationship.
Hey, come on. No, but after marriage, can ma?
Oh, no, you don't want to.
No, but maybe she don't want to get married yet. It's the same thing for a lot of other things. It's for example, if he wants a kid and she doesn't, or like she wants to own a home, he wants to rent. There's so many like different aspects. They're just not aligned.
She's so patient. And I feel like her patience could be better applied to somebody else.
Who wants to have sex?
Aging. Instead of waiting for somebody to fuck her.
I feel like if she wanted that badly, right? Then maybe they can come up with a solution like, why don't you wear a strap on? So it's like not your penis, but it's a fake penis. But then you are not looking at me, so I don't know.
But based on what she described, right? I think they do other things, right?
Yeah.
It's just the penetration.
Then they can do this thing, ma.
So to me, right? I think honestly, right? It's okay, right? I think if you die also don't penetrate, doesn't mean that you cannot enjoy everything else.
Yeah.
It could be that it's more than just the penetration though. Because there's obviously a very emotional element to sex. And so then it could feel that she's already at a stage where the relationship is going somewhere and she needs that next step with him to feel an even more emotional connection that they haven't yet. It's almost like when you have sex all the time, you might experiment with something. To them is that the experiment is actually sex. So it's more than just sticking something in.
I need to have a light at the end of the tunnel. I need a
flashlight.
Yeah, I need to have a timeline to say like, okay, then when is it appropriate to have sex?
After and if marriage.
She says she don't know.
Hey, that's not concrete enough for me.
No, but why? Why is, you get to do everything. What if she's willing to blow you to ejaculate?
Yeah.
I need to know the why she don't want to have sex.
She just-
If it's something that,
she Christian, she wants to save for marriage.
Yeah, but if it's going to be 4 years down the road, I'm not waiting.
Why? It's just she don't want you inside. Everything else okay.
Everything.
No backside.
No backside. Everything.
Boobs okay, no backside.
Okay, can.
There you go.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
Must see your deal breaker, man.
This is nowhere I expected the conversation to go. Jared and his rules.
Okay, and yes, this is where I expected the conversation to go.
Then, I really okay one. Like, honestly, to me, sex is just one element of a relationship.
Mm.
I feel like at the end of the day, yes, there's an emotional connection. You can find it from other areas, like having a really good chat. And I can, if it's about ejaculation and you're super horny, I could always just drag myself off. Or she can do it for me. Like, if it's one element or the other about sex, it's replaceable to me in other areas. Not so important to penetrate the vagina.
But do you all think that is reasonable of a partner or somebody you're dating to kind of like take that away from a relationship? Because to me,
sure,
it's a no-go.
No, but
like, sex is part of a relationship.
But where did that expectation come from?
It's not an expectation, but it's what I want in a relationship.
Yeah, so that's your expectation.
That's your expectation of what a relationship entails.
Then that's my expectation.
No, because like just bring it to like different examples, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Maybe you are dating someone who doesn't eat meat and you...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Love to eat meat. Then there's also a misalignment, right? Because you really want to go Hai Di Lao and you also
but
really
I'm not going to
her.
Impose meat eating on her. We can still live the way we want to without her having to eat meat. But when it comes to sex, it's a two-player game.
No, but it will affect your lifestyle, right? Because for example, say you really love steak and steak houses, if you want to eat a non meat meal, it's a salad, it's sad.
So wait, why you don't mean to have sex?
Okay, good. No, but I'm saying that if you apply that same like concept to other areas, you might still find reasons to stay with a person if you love them enough, or find reasons not to stay with them if you don't love them enough.
Wow,
you recently into this,
into this framework, this structure. No, but is sex not part of a relationship? Is physical intimacy not part of it?
No, I agree that physical intimacy is, but there's so many ways aside from penetration.
Yeah, so you've got everything but penetration, okay?
No, so that's that. But I also think that a lot of the expectation is from media, it's from peer pressure that we realize that physical intimacy or sex is important for us. Because I think 100 years ago, 200 years ago, when religion was the main way of like living life, I don't think it was important for a lot of people. And I think when they did do sex before marriage, they felt super guilty about it. The other flip side is that I also know a lot of couples today who eventually got married after 10 years of being together, who've never had sex until marriage and they make it work.
I do think that there's some form of like an intrigue or a different kind of excitement in like not giving everything to your partner. So in the sense that like, yes, you know that there's a so-called light at the end of the tunnel, as Jared mentioned, right? Like say when you get married, and then so say if you engage in other forms of physical intimacy, but then you say you reserve penetration for like after you get married.
Reserve penetration.
I feel like that is
like
the same as like, while you share as much as you can with your partner, keeping that bit of like mystery to yourself, right? Or that I think still like spices the relationship.
There's something to look forward to.
I think if the intention is that and you're both agreeable to it, sure. Mm. If it's in any case, if it's weaponized, then 100% no.
Of course.
But I think at the same time, the reasoning is so important because all aspects of sex, right? It's the two of you kind of like exploring, it's experimenting, it's doing all of this together, right? It's a space that you all share. There has to be a very good justification as to why, because to me, that is you taking something away from a relationship.
I see what you're saying, but I think to me, it's like how much time relative to your entire relationship, right? Do you actually spend having sex? I mean, it depends how long you can last also, right? But say if it's like, you have sex twice a week and that you last maybe 10 minutes, that's 20 minutes a week max, right? That says a lot about my ability to hold my cum. But say for example, is it not more important to have compatibility instead of the types of movies you like to watch? Because if you say you watch two movies every single week together, that's 4 hours a week. That's way more time spent together having sex in your relationship. Like if you have a pie chart of time spent in your entire relationship and what you actually do, sex is actually quite a small component in terms of hours spent.
But maybe for John Paul, it's like half, no?
Because he has like 5 hours sex rampage.
Yeah, he can't get it out.
No, this body.
I'm more curious to how you bring it up to your partner.
I think sex comes up very fast.
Naturally.
In terms of conversation about it.
Like how? You have sex often like that?
How many partners?
No, you can ask whether your libido or this kind of thing, ma. Like high or low. Like your sex drive high or low, that kind of thing. I'm quite open about
or
that.
Or like by the third date.
Wow. Maybe earlier. Even before.
Oy. Before they even meet.
So if I see that this person is like, wow, same level as me, then it goes, then after that, we might even talk about like what we like or don't like prior to it. Ma. Mm. So that you know like the boundaries or you know what are the preferences. Mm. Yeah. Then it moves there already.
Because I feel some people like sex. It's just that they will not bring it up so easily
so openly,
and casually. Maybe they feel like, oh, maybe only when we together, then I okay to share.
Yep.
But then during the dating phase, I don't think I heard any of my friends like, hey, you have sex before, or they talked about sex with the
what's
the
your body
already,
count?
I feel like you just bring up a that's what she said joke and see how she reacts to it.
Mm.
And then if she goes, oh my God,
you can't say that.
Or why don't we bring up, they just have to show this to their date. Then,
oh my God,
they play,
the
they play Would You Rather than and US Whispers.
Maybe you all can help me fill in the blank, right? You cannot
conflict.
Compromise.
Chemistry.
No, like.
Why is it all start to see?
Calculate, right? Like
quantify.
You cannot quantify the 20 minutes of sex.
It's like that,
because
yeah.
To me, those are two maybe very intense moments of intimacy that you're having with somebody.
Versus watching a movie.
Yeah. Mm. And it's just different. So I feel like you cannot just measure that there's 20 minutes out of the time spent with that person.
I agree, but it goes down to what your expectations are from a relationship, because two people might enter a relationship and sex is not important at all to them. So then that quantification is mismatched, because if one person really likes sex and the other person doesn't like it at all, how they value sex for one person is super high, the other one is low, then it's really a mismatch to begin with. Right? You shouldn't be together.
I have a friend who I respect quite a lot, because she and her husband, right, like throughout their dating phase of 5 years, right, they have not kissed, they have not hugged chest to chest, they only hold hand, and then if kiss, right, it's only on forehead. Then only on the wedding proposal, they kiss for the first time.
Then they miss or got drool and saliva.
No, like a peck for the first time. Then I just thought like,
wow,
them cute, because they both have the same like values, right? Then they really wait until the moment they are together, then they...
Wow. Okay, so I think there's a slight difference there, right? Because we still don't know. Sounds nice, but is sex something that they want to have in the relationship?
No lah, as in I just say, because some people really, their values so strong, right, and aligned that they okay to...
Yeah, to, it's alignment.
To both ways. Yeah.
So I mean, in this example, I think there's a misalignment lor.
Yeah. Mm. And they can say like during the 5 years, right, actually it's quite hard for them, because right, sometimes they do feel like I want to kiss their partner. Yeah. Like they want to show affection more. Physically ma, like even hugging, but then they know that if they hug, right, like maybe the body contact will cause some
when you say value, what value, like where is the value
abstinence
in withholding
religion?
So what is the point of abstinence?
As in they are religious, so they believe that they don't want to think about this kind of like sexual things and focus on the relationship outside of sex before they get married and decide to consummate their marriage that way lah. But she told me, I'm like, huh? Like, cause she say, right, every time she hug, right, she also want to hug the person properly and really touch. But then she know that maybe in that body contact, right, they'll think of things like
impure thoughts.
Like, yeah.
That's so impressive.
But they really
the
like
framing of it is something that I cannot understand. Physical intimacy is what? A sin? Like how is
no,
this?
No, it's not a sin. It's just that like,
temptation,
I think people who are religious,
kind of,
we consider like our bodies like sacred.
Temple.
Sure.
Yeah. So then like, it's not, if you consider something that is precious to you, right, you don't just give it out to anyone.
You don't leave your front door open.
But just their choice. Also, I think if their partner wanted to have sex early, right, that would be the deal breaker already. Yes.
And plus there's an additional danger that you end up wanting to propose and get married because you suddenly cannot fight the lust, right? And you're like, okay, I need to do it right. And now it's for the sex and realize like, maybe you rushed it to getting
married. But then after that, there's the engagement encounter and all that.
I think with a lot of religion, like quite a lot of the things were because back in the olden days, it was just trying to avoid a lot of problems. So like back then there was no contraception. So like religion say do this so that we don't have a outbreak of like teenage parenthood.
Yet the baby boomers exist.
No, we're going way, no, but like, we're talking about like thousands of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, in the villages of Jerusalem. Like, yeah, it was important to be able to create a moral structure, that like a rule book, so that people weren't becoming teenage parents. Yeah.
So we're applying concepts from about 2000 years.
No, I'm saying I'm like realistic. Yeah,
no, that's actually
that's
what we're doing.
Probably what happened. Yeah.
No, but as in, I don't think that the solution to, how to say it, like the unhealthy expressions of their sexual desires, I think the solution to me is just like a better understanding of why abstinence is the way, instead of the opposite, which is now I need to embrace sex.
Yeah. You're feeling obliged to have it.
Yeah.
Or rather focusing on other parts of the relationship and building a strong foundation there, so that sex is not a distraction. You are not together just because the sex is great.
Mm. Yeah. But I wonder also the amount of couples that after that they get into a relationship, then they realize that they're so sexually incompatible, right?
Yeah.
That it really affects the relationship. I wonder.
But Dr. Mata say no such thing. Oh. Can figure out one.
Oh, okay. Call her, check out our previous episode.
Well, it's just them seeing if like you marry already, right? Then after that, then one person just like, hey, actually I'm okay to not do it. But the other person is like, oh, actually I want.
Wow, I waited my entire life for this.
I feel like I'm getting there, yeah.
Huh?
I feel like my sex drive is so low that I have to constantly remind myself to be a good husband sexually.
Okay, thank you. I hope that you have gotten some good advice from this. Comment down below if you want us to give advice on other things. Okay, well, like, share, subscribe. See you in the next one. Bye-bye.
What do you got, baby, ma?
No, is it low comparatively or yours is just low?
No, like it's low. Like, it's not no.
No, no, no. It's, low, it's low of not no. No, yeah. But
low crime doesn't mean no crime.
You have to force yourself.
No. Obviously not force.
No, we'll cut this part out.
No. Definitely not.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.